This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There you go. You're now set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen lines up 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Live. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. I'm here. Barely.
Hey, Rick. yesterday, I was not on the air live. I want to thank Captain John Reagan and Stephen Hewer for being on air live while I was at an appointment. And this appointment required that I be in Springfield, Missouri by before 8 o'clock in the morning. So I got up really early and I was driving with Mrs. Fennelli through the woods and the rural part of Missouri heading on to the big city. And I noticed a couple things. I noticed that people were driving with their headlights off. I couldn't believe it. I mean, literally people are riding around with their headlights off. So that tells me they're not paying attention. And I have a vehicle that, a 2004 truck, an old Chevy truck. And I start that darn thing, and while I'm cranking it, the headlights come on. And it annoys me because I don't need the battery to be diverted to the headlights and the taillights and all the other lights while I'm cranking the engine over. I want the battery exclusively for starting the engine, and then I can turn the lights on all by myself. So I used to get annoyed, and I still do, that General Motors thinks I'm so dumb as I can't remember to turn my lights on or off, so they turn them on and off for me, okay? Whenever I have the key in ignition and the engine's running, the lights are on. Well, now I kind of understand it, because people are driving around with their headlights off in the dark, which I just don't get. I guess they figure the city lights are bright enough so they don't need to use their headlights to see where they're going. But it's hard to see them when you're another car and they're approaching you and they have their headlights off. I just wanted to make that point. And also, I've noticed that I thought people were out of control before. Well, during the rush hour, getting into work yesterday morning, people were doing just the most bizarre things. Like on a three-lane highway, all going the same direction, people would be in a fast lane, shoot across the middle lane into the slow lane to pass and get back into the middle lane, just, you know, weave in and out. I'm talking about reckless, careless, total disregard for the safety of anyone else, total disregard for anyone who might have slow reaction time. I'd see this in front of me. A couple cars in front of me were had a perfect view of what's going on. Then I saw a guy who decided that he was so much in a hurry, he was going to drive on the shoulder to pass the cars that were doing 60 miles an hour anyway. I mean, this stuff is just unbelievable. Rick, are you seeing this total disregard for others in your area as well? I mean, this is dangerous stuff.
This is a common first indicator of numerous indicators indicating that we've just taken a left turn in reality. And, you know, it's a measure of impatience in people. I remember the fabulous Furry Freak Brothers, a comic book that was one of my most favorite, where these two hippies this old DW bus that they were driving, and they put a huge bunch of speakers in the car to sound like honking going off like an atom bomb. And that was real funny until last week. I'm driving in deep traffic, and somebody had done that with his car. And it was interesting because I noted on the local areas the number of people were talking about this asshole with the way he was behaving with a larger, lower member than anybody else, because he could honk, you know, and it would scare the crap out of me. I mean, I'm right next to him. He's in the other lane. He wants over. I can't see him because he's behind me, and he's got his turn signal on, and so he started hitting his horn. Now, what happened to me when I tried to come over was that the car didn't let me, and I couldn't see it, and he hit me, and I ended up getting a ticket for somebody else's rudeness. And it was an accident that could have been avoidable. I have been watching a TV series called Blue Bloods, and the evenness of the distinction between justice and law. And I'm coming up with some conclusions about our society now that are kind of embarrassing for me to realize how inhuman many of us are becoming in our behavior toward others.
You talked about the Blue Bloods. I've seen that. It's available on Netflix, and Mrs. Finelli and I watched several episodes of it. And, you know, I come up with the different names for the things that we watch on television. So I would say to Mrs. Finelli, would you like to watch the Blue Plague tonight? So I'd refer to that as the Blue Plague.
Special.
The Blue Plague.
Blue Plague. Yeah.
Yeah, like
well,
the Black
I
Death.
Wouldn't live in New York. I wouldn't want to have that kind of legacy and arbitrariness going on. We are in the middle of a robbery downtown or something like that, and bullets are flying everywhere, and who knows what's going to happen next. I much prefer a more rural event where the statistical inference of not getting in a gang ball, you know, a gangbang firefight is better. I wouldn't want to live in East L.A. now.
The Blue Plague is a series about three generations of
four, actually.
Cops. Three are the grandfather, the father, and the sons.
And then the grandson,
you know, may want to be
three
a cop. Three generations of cops. And three generations of breaking the law. Three generations of beating up people because, you know, they would take out justice their way rather than according to the law. So that and it shows them as boy, aren't they great people? I mean, bashing down doors, you know, really violent things that they do to extract justice their way, meaning the cops' way. And then the code of silence, and then you see on the Blue Plague, which is also known as the Blue Bloods, you also see the corruption within the police department, and you see how few of the police or the cops are interested in exposing the corruption within their ranks. And you see, you know, the blue glue, which holds the cops together. So, you know, no cop is going to rat out another cop, whether that cop be dirty or not, because it's like all the cops are dirty, or almost all the cops are dirty, except for the family that they show as three generations of cops. But yet they break the law too, all the time. So that's the Blue Plague from my perspective. Rick, I saw since I was in Springfield, Missouri yesterday, I said to Mrs. Finney, hey, would you mind if we take a detour? I'd like to go to a place I haven't been in years and years and years and years. That would be Sears Roebuck and Company. I said I'd like to take one final pass through there before Sears is gone. I'd like to see what happened. I'd like to see what they're doing for pricing. I'd like to see what they're offering. I'd like to see their inventory. I'd just like to go there. There's no reason for me to go there other than I'd like to see. She said, sure. So we drove into the parking lot, and it's at Battlefield Mall. There's JCPenney and one part of the mall as an anchor, and there's Sears on the other end, and, you know, standard mall shops, you know, sprawling mall. It's a huge, huge mall. Well, Sears is like the big player there. And it's a very large Sears. So it's not like one of these little ones. It's a very large Sears. I counted exactly 15 cars. I thought, why is it the number 15? And then another car was coming toward us. So that would be number 16. We'd be number 17. 17 cars total in the Sears parking lot, which is the size of a Walmart Supercenter parking lot. So it's not like it's a little parking lot. 16 cars plus us, 17. And the other guy was just passing through, I guess. So that'd be a total of 16 cars. I went in with Mrs. Finelli, and we went in through the Craftsman tool area. And they have a cashier area. Nobody was there. Looked around. We were in the store for 30 minutes. Not one single customer. This was about 3 o'clock yesterday, between the hours of 2 and 3 in the afternoon. Not one single customer. And they spread the merchandise out so that it would look like, so there wouldn't be areas of just floor space with nothing there. And there were shelves that were absolutely empty. Literally, shelving with nothing on the shelving. I'm talking about, I don't know, maybe
inventory.
Feet of shelving.
Yeah.
Nothing on the shelving. And then I thought, I'd like to look at, since we're there, let's go into the appliance department. And I'd like to see, we need a new dishwasher basket because the one in our General Electric dishwasher of 13 years is rusting. And I can't seem to paint it with liquid vinyl and have it last. So that liquid vinyl paint only lasts for maybe a year at the most. So I wanted to see what they had in appliances. And I wanted to look at all the dishwasher racks to see if they got any better. Well, they're thinner. Whether it be an LG Gold Star, whether it be a Kenmore, whether it be a GE or a Whirlpool or a Bosch, all of the racks are thinner, and all of the racks do not hold dishes the way we want them to be held. Our dishes are probably 40 years old. They're from England, and they used to go to the supermarket. And if you, in the 70s, if you bought, $5 worth of groceries, you could get a free plate. Blue Willow was the design. And it's really quality. But I think they were seconds. They had some little tiny imperfections. But you could get them very inexpensively. And they've lasted all these years. But they're thicker than the new thin type plates that you can get today, like Corelware. And our plates, I don't think, are going to fit in a new dishwasher. So that's a problem. And I'll tell you what the salesman said when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen knows first.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel Journal will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And if you'd like to go to the website, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. I'm telling you a story about yesterday and going through Sears. And so this is a Sears that is not slated for closing at this very moment. So it's got, you know, it's on life support, of course. It's going down, but this one may be one of the last few to close. In my mind, Sears is done. But for many, many reasons. So I was looking at the appliances with Mrs. Finelli, and the guy came over and said, obviously it was the appliance salesperson. There are two of these guys talking with each other. So Mrs. Finelli and I and maybe some guys in the back warehouse part were the only people who were there. And he asked again if he could help me, and I said, I told him that I was just taking one final look. And I didn't say any more. And I figured he might say to me, well, what do you mean by it? You're just taking one final look? And then I would have said, well, you know, I used to work at Sears back when I was in the 1970s, and I just wanted to see what it was like before you guys shut your doors. But he never said, what do you mean? And I said, it's appliances. The dishwashers are not the same. The baskets are different. He said, yeah, and they don't last as long. So here we have the salesperson from Sears admitting that the appliances that they're selling are substandard to what we thought they should be. Because if I bought an appliance and it only lasted 5 years, I would be livid. Because, well, for me, I can install a dishwasher by myself. and a built-in one, no problem. I can do the plumbing, I can do the wiring, I can do all that. But if you have to have somebody do that, and you live in a place where it's on the second floor of your house, and you need, you know, a guy or two to carry it up the stairs, and then a plumber to install it, and you're looking at, I don't know, $250 extra, and it lasts 5 years, I mean, smoke would be coming out of my ears, and I would be furious and livid. So who would buy it from Sears? Nobody I can think of. Any comments, Rick Miller?
I remember when I was a little boy, and Sears and Roebuck was down on Spokane Street. It was a four-story building, one of the taller buildings in Seattle. And it started, Sears and Roebuck started in Seattle, and they always had these great big thick catalogs that you always spent 2 or 3 months wish listing what you wanted for Christmas. That stopped in the 70s when there was a change in the concept of marketing. And now the different, you have the local department stores, you have the regional ones, and you have the national ones, and then you have international. And Walmart is the international one. None of the money, the only money that remains in your community when you buy from Walmart is the wage of somebody that's working there from a local place. That's the only money that remains in your community. That means that concept is siphoning away the blood that makes a community thrive. That's a metaphor. And the original Sears and Roebuck used to have cheapest and Best Buy. Today, Best Buy no longer exists. It's all cheapest. It used to be there were three places that would make toys, let's say, that were cheap, and now there are 20. And they all compete with each other in where they're marketed, whether it be, but it's all, literally all of it, is from China.
Do you remember Sears? Do you remember Sears Automotive, where you could go in to get tires, batteries, you know, get
your wheels balanced? Oh, yeah, that was like, okay. They have Les Schwab now that does the tire like that. Schwab, yeah, but originally, before Les Schwab, it was Sears and Roebuck. And that was where you got everything. That was where that was a one-stop store, except for groceries.
And that's where I wanted to go yesterday. To see the Sears Automotive, where I used to work, not in the one in Springfield, Missouri, but a different one on the East Coast. I wanted to see, you know, how it changed. And so I drove towards that Sears Automotive on the side of the building, and there was this wall there, and I could have sworn there were garage doors there that would open up, but no, there weren't any garage doors. And I rode around the back of the building, I'm looking, look, it's not there. So I think they converted that to, like, sales space or warehouse space or something like that.
Sure.
No more Sears, no more Sears Automotive in that store. And the Craftsman wrenches I was looking at, stamped, made in China, right on the wrenches. Sears is done. No reason to go to Sears anymore, class. Mark in Illinois is calling in. We'll be right with you, Mark, when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and they are. It is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but he delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today, local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the question is, why is Fennelly talking about Sears, Roebuck and Company? Yes, he has a love for the store Sears, Roebuck and Company because they gave him his first job, his first real job during the high school days, where they trusted me. They literally trusted me to go and fix cars. I had my own bay. You know, when I was there, bay number 19 or whatever it was, bay number 17, I'd go there in the Sears uniform, and I'd put the car up on the lift, and I'd replace the exhaust system or whatever I was working on. They gave me the tools. They trusted me to represent them and do the right thing. And if I messed up, Sears was on the hook for it. And it was really, it was a wonderful experience. So I'm angry that Sears has failed under terrible leadership, internal terrible leadership. But is that why I'm talking about it? No. No.
I don't think it's terrible leadership. I think it's a sign of the times, and things are changing. And
okay,
China, there's a war going on. Literally, we used to talk about it as the gross national product. And my big deal 30 years ago was to export agriculture to balance the trade deficit. And right now, because of this trade deficit, China owned 50% of Grants Pass, Oregon. And I'm not talking about Harbor Freight and Walmart. I'm talking about land and timber. And really, what's happening now is that the war has extended into taking over parts of America. And this is the distinction that we're seeing between globalism and nationalism. The Republicans and the Democrats are no longer Democratic and Republic. It's something else. And what's happening is things like California, Moonbeam.
You took the words right out of my mouth. What I was going to say, Rick, is that this is way bigger than just Sears.
This is way, way bigger. It's an end of one era and the beginning of another. And the globalism of New World Order and the ability of the United Nations on Article 21, Agenda 21, whatever they call that document that Obama did, they're going to have a trial. There will be people going to prison. Right now, the Clinton Foundation has already been discovered in The Hague for money laundering. The United States got hijacked. We had criminals that came in and took over the country. And it happened without anybody noticing it. And now, there's hell to pay. And when I say that, we're in the middle of a war where I live next to California, and I can tell you that everybody's afraid down in California that they're going to give it to China. This crap of immigration and the social media for gender identification is typical of our culture crumbling at the seams. And unfortunately, I have answers. It's called maritime law. You know, you want to come on my property, you better beg and crawl because I'm going to shoot you. I'm not kidding. I'm not like that. I'm not militant at all, but, with this guy I talked about earlier, with his truck flexing his, I can do what I can do because I can do it, isn't going to play anymore. And there are going to be vigilantes. There are going to be preppers. There are going to be gangbanging. You can count on it. There are places in California that you can't even walk in during the day. How's that work?
So the reason I mentioned Sears is because this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's to come. So we think, well, Sears is gone, that's brick and mortar, no big deal. Well, they actually had inventory in the stores. They don't have much inventory anymore.
No,
it's been replaced by Amazon. So we think, hey, we'll just get on the internet and order it, and it'll be here, you know, in a couple of days.
They're going to now use drones and bypass the U.S. Postal Service and DHL and the rest of it by having their own delivery system using drones. That's where it's all going.
So the problem is, if the internet goes down, the whole supply chain goes down. All of it. And that is the reason why I'm concerned. Not so much for Sears per se, just for Sears' sake. It's because this is just the tip of the iceberg showing us that this whole thing is a house of cards and it's dependent on the internet, which has a kill switch. This is pretty
serious stuff. The end of
an era
and the beginning of a new one. That is
And anyone who's not paying attention to this is probably going to find out that they can't get what they want or what they need when they need it. So my advice to all of you is get what you need right now. Don't wait any longer. If you have the money for it and it's a good value, get it now. Not,
well,
not
what you're saying about that and the yellow jacket concept of what's going on in Europe right now with a run on the banks, basically, I liked what Iceland did. They actually had a website where they televised the actual literal hanging of 48 bankers. And petroleum, there isn't anything that isn't touched by oil magnates. And look at what happened in Saudi Arabia, where that young prince, crown, thinks he's above the law. Or he can murder somebody and think he's going to escape because of money and oil. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, none of this is real except terrorism. And I'm going to tell you that terrorism begins in the home. And I don't trust anything anymore.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. I went to Aldi yesterday with Mrs. Finelli, and I bought one half of the store's total supply of vegetable soup. That was 24 cans. Can you imagine? Can you imagine one person? I could have bought the entire supply of vegetable soup by buying two cases. I could have carried that with two hands. Okay? I could have carried easily two.
Was it Campbell's or was it ramen?
No, it was like Campbell's vegetable soup, but it's Aldi
house
brand.
Okay, so the real soups in the stores today are ramen. And, you know, I remember when it was Campbell's Soup, also out of Seattle. That's where Campbell started his business, just like Sears and Roebuck. Those days are gone.
Mark in Illinois, welcome. Thank you for patiently holding for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, hey, good morning. You know, I want to ask you a question, Vincent. Were you a trader on Wall Street?
How do you spell trader?
there's the other trader, which is a trader, like the T-R-A-I-T-O-R,
yeah,
or the other one is the T-R-A-D-E-R.
That's why I'm asking. No, I was neither. However, I was not either one of those traders. But when I was first employed at a Fortune 100 company, I would subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, and during my lunch hours in my little office with a door, I would close the door, read the Wall Street Journal, and play the penny stock market. I did that kind of trading, but I was not an employee of any of the investment banks. No.
Okay. Well, you know, so, most people don't understand economics, and it's really
so. Why do you ask that question? Why do you ask that question?
What's that?
Why do you ask the question whether I was a trader, T-R-A-D-E-R?
Well, because I don't know. Sometimes, like, you know, I have a word, like in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to get a word of wisdom. Just like when I was talking to Gwen in Australia, and I said to her, you know, you're writing two books on pirates. And she was kind of gassed, and she said, how do you know that I knew that?
Okay, so what made you think I was a trader on Wall Street?
What's that?
So did you think I was a trader, or did you think I was not a trader?
No, I thought maybe you probably dabbled in the in stocks. I kind of had just a, you know, inclination that you were involved in stocks.
I have, just to make it clear, I have a bachelor's of science degree in finance and economics, and I have a master's degree in finance and economics. And I received my master's degree in 1978. I went to the university at night full time after work. So I worked full time, and I went to do my work on my master's full time at night. And that was the time when I realized that the market was a house of cards. I graduated with my master's degree in 1978. And I have not had much involvement in the stock market since, certainly for the last three decades. And I don't want to touch it because it is a house of cards. And one day I'll play for you, class, on the air, Cramer, the bald-headed shill, as I refer to him. Come get me, Cramer, for calling you that. I'll play that, and you'll hear him say how he manipulated the market illegally. Illegally. So people are watching Cramer thinking that he's a know-all of the market, and he is I would consider him a criminal. So I'll play that for you one of these days. But go ahead, Mark.
Well, yeah, in the book of Daniel, it talks about Daniel, read chapter 2, Daniel talks about, and then verse 45 talks about, it says, for as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and then it broke in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. Well, it's talking about a gold standard, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about as far as economics.
Okay, let's talk about it when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Mark in Illinois. Rick, you asked me for Mark's contact information. I sent it to you, Mark.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
And Mark, I'll give you a call in a couple days, and we can talk off the air. All right, we'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark in Illinois is with us. Mark, please continue.
Yeah, you got to study Daniel chapter 2 because it really is on economics, world economics. And when you look at the iron, the brass, the iron is the Roman Empire, and this is kind of going backwards, but if you read Daniel, you'll see that the last empire, the Roman Empire, well, represents the iron, but you go back, you have Babylon, ancient Babylon set up by Nebuchadnezzar, and then you had the Medes and the Persians, you had the Greeks, and then you had the Roman Empire, and all these empires operated on a gold standard that was not based on the Torah, and and we fell into this same thing here in the United Kingdom, and the territories of the, you know, the British Commonwealth and the United States. And so this is a unjust economic standard. This gold standard goes back to ancient Babylon. If you read in Daniel chapter 3, it says the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth was 6 cubits, and he set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Well, this is not a statue of a man. This is the winged disc. And this is the Babylonian winged disc that Adolf Hitler used in the Reich in Berlin, that was hanging over the Reich in Berlin, was the winged disc of Babylon. And the reason why World War II happened is because Hitler wanted to raise up a gold standard, and he wanted to use that to gain control of Europe. And, you know, God's word totally speaks against this because, like Doc Graham said, we've been hijacked, and if you go to the book of Deuteronomy and the Torah, and the book of Deuteronomy is a summation of all the first four books of the Torah, and you go to verse 13, it says, "You shall not have in your bag different weights, a large and a small. You shall not have in your house different measures, a large and a small. But you shall have a perfect justly a perfect and just measure shall you have, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. In the same verse, it switches now. It gives you this about unjust weights and measures, dealing with economics. And then it goes, and then it has this strange slip in here where it automatically starts talking about, remember all that Amalek did to you by the way when you came out, when you came forth out of Egypt. And if you want to know who the people were that hijacked Egypt, it wasn't the Egyptian people that were in control of Egypt during the time after Joseph. It was the Amalekites. And they hijacked the entire government of ancient Egypt. And these people have been doing this, you know, for thousands of years. They've been going into countries. They've been hijacking the government. They've been trying to set up their economic platform. And it is based on unjust weights and measures.
Well, if you're asking me to comment on that, I really like the gold standard. I like the gold standard for a lot of reasons. Number one, if you take all the gold that has ever been found, mined, and discovered so far, it would fill up a little over 3 Olympic swimming pools, actually like 3 1/4 Olympic swimming pools. That's it. Now, there's more gold on the planet than that, but what happened is it sunk toward the core along with iron and other metals, so it's inaccessible at the moment. So we have a finite amount of gold, and gold is extremely precious for a lot of reasons. One reason is it's extremely ductile. So you can take an ounce of gold and you can stretch it out to a thin wire about 5 miles long. That's one of the purposes of gold, and one of the uses of gold, I should say. And that's why it's used in memory, computer memory strips. And that's one of the reasons why we use it in central processing, is because we get very, very, very fine wires made out of gold, and there's no substance we know of that can be stretched as much as gold and made into such fine wires. So we have lots of these, hundreds of these fine wires embedded in what would be like the size of a dot. The letter O on a typewritten page is actually the size of a processor. So a lot of wires connecting to that little central processing unit, which are gold wires. So it's really important. Gold is important, and we're not making any more of it. So I really like the idea, and we'd avoid having inflation, which is more currency chasing the same amount of goods. So we have no inflation if we had the gold standard, at least in my opinion. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.